Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Let's talk about trade first. The ag industry is excited as a number of trade deals are coming together. We'll have a Phase 1 deal with China signed this week. Our annual exports to China that have fallen below $20 billion mark will jump to $40 billion per year. And the Senate should vote to pass United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. We have a new agreement with Japan. Here's how important those countries are to the American farmer. China, Canada, Mexico, and Japan. Those four countries account for more than 50% of ag exports. I think it's time to celebrate. There's one disputed issue that this administration has not been able to fix. Corn farmers are not satisfied. Did you know that 40% of our corn is processed into ethanol and distillers' dried grain? Our EPA has provided exemptions for small refineries to avoid that target of 15 billion gallons of ethanol added to our gasoline. EPA says that they will ensure that that 15 billion gallon number is met. Iowa Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst, they're not satisfied. This is their statement. I quote, "No matter what EPA says about the impact of waivers to oil companies making billions of dollars, farmers and biofuel producers feel the negative impact of the agency's actions." End of quote. Jeff Cooper, president of Renewable Fuels Association, said, and I quote again, "The EPA action fails to deliver on President Trump's commitment," end of quote. And I would say that this dispute is not over yet. Since we seem to be in a constant confrontation with China, let's look at China. The Chinese population is 1.38 billion. That's more than four times our population of 330 million. With all of those people, their land mass is roughly the same as ours in the United States. And here's the important difference. We have twice as much arable cropland as they do. Unless something dramatic happens, they will need to import a lot of food to feed all those hungry mouths. And that's our opportunity. Last subject, Conservation Reserve Program. That program was put in place in 1985 Farm Bill when I was Secretary of Agriculture. The purpose was to take fragile, erodible land out of production. We have about 22.3 million acres in the program now. That grassland is scheduled to increase to 27 million acres in the next year or two. Adding a few acres to the reserve will help wildlife and could lift our prices a little bit. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.